All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is the data set promised as per yesterday. One thing before we get started, though, you know, we have 20,000, 15,000, sometimes 30,000 people that interact and watch and listen to these data sets. In order for me to understand that you're not just opening this and not honoring and valuing the data set and the value, I need you guys to interact with every single data set that gets posted on this channel. A thumbs up, a heart, whatever the emoji is, it gives me a quantifiable image of who is actually taking this seriously. So if I'm taking 5, 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes every single day, coming up with these ideas, unlocking these data sets to help you get to the next level in your career, to help you make more money, you need to express gratitude. But this is not a data set about gratitude. This, my friend, is a data set about talking about the importance of maintaining money. Now, one skill set is to make money. Another skill set is to learn how to maintain money. It's a completely different skill level. Countless times has it happened in my career where I've seen and even witnessed it personally in my life where I can make a lot of money, or I've seen people make a lot of money, but I've seen so many people lose it. I've seen so many people lose every single dollar that they've worked extremely hard to make. And the reason being is because they do not understand the principle of wealth management. So let me ask you, right? Many of you guys don't have to worry about wealth management at this point because you don't have a ton of money. Some of you guys are sitting on a couple thousand dollars, maybe a couple hundred grand, whatever it may be. Or some of you may not even have anything at all, but hopefully you have a couple thousand dollars if you're listening to this. You don't need to be worrying necessarily about wealth management at this point. You need to be worried about wealth creation. But you need to start studying wealth management. Why? Because you need to position yourself ahead of time for when the money comes, you can protect your assets. So, over the next couple days, I'm going to be posting a list of books that I need you guys to read. It's only going to be 3 books, right? About budgeting, about financial planning, about accounting, okay? Because, and ultimately, cash flow management. These are extremely different paradigms. Why? Because most people aren't going to teach you this. It's not the flashy stuff of business. I was talking with you guys will see it inside Capital Club when it opens this summer. I was talking with one of the top real estate developers in the entire country with over $700 million in sales. So he's built up a portfolio of over $700 million worth of real estate. So he's an absolute savage. And he told me, you know what, Luke, you need to understand that most people are financially illiterate. Most people out there do not know how to perceive the world through a financial lens. Now, it's not their fault because they haven't been trained this way, and I completely agree with him. But when somebody that's doing or that has $700 million worth of real estate sales under his pocket says something, you need to shut the fuck up and listen, right? You need to put down your ego. You need to put down the bullshit TikTok distractions, and you need to ask yourself, what does this guy mean when he says that most people are financially illiterate? Instead of being like, well, I'm not financially illiterate or it's a boring skill, you need to understand that this is your edge in the market. Financial literacy is the language of the elite. Finances, my friend, is the language of the elite. That's why most people need a fucking accountant. That's why most people need an attorney. That's why most people need a bookkeeper. Not that you're not going to need one when you're actually doing numbers, but most people don't even know how to look at their P&Ls, profit and loss. They don't know how to look at their bottom line. Why? Because they haven't educated themselves accordingly. If you want to make it far, you need to understand cash flow management. You need to understand budgeting. You need to understand the extremity of the situation, and you need to understand that accounting, even though it may sound boring, is essential to any business. It's very interesting, right? I talked to you guys about vision before. And I said in the past, without vision, people perish, right? So if you want to build an organization, you need vision. You need to know where you want to go. You need to be able to inspire your team. But the second part of the quote is, without money, the vision perishes. So if you want to outlast any sort of downfalls, if you want your vision to survive, you need to understand that you need money. Money comes from cash flow management. You need to understand how to budget your expenses. If I ask you right now, guys, when Capital Club opens this summer, I'm so fucking so ecstatic. I literally have billionaires coming and teaching you guys all these principles. It's gonna be absolute bananas, because my premise with building Capital Club was I wanted something that I would utilize myself, right? So when I set out to build it in 2019, was simply build something that I needed, and it ultimately turned into this absolute monster, and you guys are gonna be able to be part of it this summer. But that's beside the point. We'll cover that in the next coming weeks once we're ready for launch. But back to the point, right? I don't wanna sidetrack. I need you guys to start understanding and spending some time learning the hard skills of money management. Why? Because if you don't manage your money well, you will not survive. A quote that I often utilize is, you can only play the game of life as long as you have chips on the table. Let me say that again. You can only play the game of life as long as you have chips on the table. Picture a poker game, right? Most people out there are in a situation whereby they'll play a poker game, they'll gamble, and eventually they have to walk from the table because they lost all their chips. Your goal is in the game of life to not lose your chips. You can have losses, but you always have to be able to have enough to come back to the table to continue winning. But you're not gonna be able to do it unless you know how to manage your bankroll, how to manage your stack. So over the next coming days, I'm gonna be sending you guys some books on budgeting, on cash flow management, and on accounting. And I need you guys to take it seriously. I need you guys to take it seriously, because if you do not take this set of skills seriously, and I can talk about it from experience, you're gonna work towards a lot of, you know, revenue producing activities, and eventually you're gonna lose it all. Remember, Capital Club is not just about creating wealth and multiplying wealth, but it's about preserving wealth. So one of the core values is to teach you guys how to preserve your money. So without further ado, have this as a sobering thought in the back of your head. Creating money, multiplying is good, but look at the bull run. Look how many people lost everything. They were rich for a couple weeks, a couple months, they lost it all. Finance is the language of the elite, and if you want to be at the top pinnacles of society, you need to learn this language. Capiche? Talk soon, boys and girls. It's about 95% guys in here, so excuse the 5% of the ladies. But anyways, love you guys. Have a wonderful day. Cash flow is king. Management of the cash flow is even more important. And make sure that you're budgeting every single aspect of your life so that you can continue winning long term. Talk soon.